KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Maquoketa Valley drained its first 9 shots of the game as the Wildcats upended third-ranked IKM Manning in a Class 2A quarterfinal round game yesterday. 65-57 was the final. Maquoketa Valley coach Scott Monk says good defense was a key. The Wildcats limited IKM Manning to 29% shooting in the first half.
Yeah, we've been playing real good defense here lately down the stretch, and, you know, that's kind of our MO, is we want to play hard on the defensive end, and hopefully, you know, as hard as we play on the defensive end, it turns into some points offensively.
The Wildcats cooled off a little bit after their hot start, but they finished the game by hitting 54% from the floor, and they made good on 34 of 45 free throws.
I was surprised at how well they shot. You know, I don't think they shoot that well all season long, but, you know, that's we didn't make the stops when we need to. Give them a lot of credit for knocking down shots and getting to the free throw line. Those are two big keys right there.
That's IKM Manning coach Gene Rasmussen. That loss was the only the second of the season for the Wolves as they finish at 23-2.
I said I was proud of them for everything that they've accomplished this year. I said I would miss the seniors especially and all the hard work that they put in over the last 4 years. And, you know, I was just, you know, it's hard to, that no matter where that final game is that you lose, you know, it's always a tough time.
Again, 65-57, Maquoketa Valley defeating IKM Manning yesterday in a 2A quarterfinal. In 3A quarterfinal round action yesterday, top-ranked and defending state champion Davenport Assumption jumped out to a 16-0 lead, and they never looked back in a 71-25 win over Red Oak in a Class 3A quarterfinal.
I'm happy with our effort, that's for sure. Definitely want to come in here and have a first game that goes well and just kind of get used to the floor and the atmosphere and everything about it. So happy with the way things went.
That's Assumption coach Mallory Youngblood, who says despite the lopsided score, there are still things to work on.
I'd say we definitely need to improve our rebounding on the defensive end. I think we gave up way too many O boards. I'll be interested to see what the stats say, but definitely need to improve there.
Again, the final 71-25 Assumption over Red Oak yesterday. In other 3A quarterfinals, it was Cascade over Bondurant Farrar 33-26. MLC Floyd Valley beating Mid Prairie 51-30. And Esterville Lincoln Central topping Spirit Lake 55-39. In 4A quarterfinals last night, 8th-ranked Harlan began the 4A tourney with a come-from-behind win over number 3 Benton in a game that featured strong play on both sides. Ellie Claver scored 11 points and came up with 3 steals late in the game as the Cyclones won 52-42 to advance to the semifinals. Liz Reeson and 6'1" sophomore Jess Shaben added 10 points for Harlan, and Josie Esser scored 9. Reeson grabbed 8 rebounds, while Shaben, who has a promising career in both basketball and volleyball, pulled down 6 rebounds and made 2 steals. Northern Iowa recruit Madison and Weekly scored 11 points in her final game for Benton, adding 5 assists and 5 rebounds. With crisp passing that led to layups or open jump shots, Benton scored the final 12 points of the first quarter to erase a 9-2 Harlan lead. The Bobcats stretched their lead to 18-12 before Harlan rallied back. Reeson's 3-pointer just ahead of the halftime buzzer tied the game at 22. Claver, a 5'8 sophomore, then showed her versatility at the start of the second half, posting up for a basket and knocking down a 3-pointer to put the Cyclones up 27-22. They led from then on, but had to fight off the Bobcats almost the entire way to the end. Benton drew within 41-40 on Sarah Pezrelka's 2 free throws with 3:42 left, but the Bobcats didn't score again until 23 seconds remained, and Harlan wrapped up the win by making 11 of 14 free throws. Claver stymied Benton and created opportunities for her teammates by stealing the ball 3 times in the final 2:48. Harlan is in the tournament for the 10th time, advances to a semifinal Thursday night with a 22-2 record. Another quarterfinal in 4A last night saw Waverly Shellrock beat Winterset 67-45. Now today's schedule gets started with a couple of 4A quarterfinals at 10 o'clock this morning. It'll be Lewis Central facing Cedar Rapids Xavier. The Titans are 20-3 on the season. Xavier comes in with a mark of 14-9. Dubuque-Wallert will play Bishop Heelan Catholic next. Then the 5A quarterfinals will get underway with Cedar Rapids-Washington playing Ankeny, Southeast Polk facing Muscatine, Dowling Catholic battling Des Moines East, and Iowa City West facing off against Mason City. Then in the odd schedule that they have this year with 5-class system, they'll play just one of the Class 1A semifinals late tonight. The other 1A semi will be early tomorrow morning. At 8:30 tonight, Newell Fonda plays Marquette Catholic in a 1A semifinal matchup. Oh boy, substate finals in Class 4A last night included only one game. The rest were postponed. It was Sioux City North beating Sioux City East 68-60 as the Stars advanced to the state tournament. The rest of the games, the other 7, were all postponed due to the weather conditions. Well, the Indiana Hoosiers are number one in the Associated Press men's basketball poll for the fourth straight week. They could find themselves elsewhere in the poll next week, though, after last night's 77-73 loss at Minnesota. Trevor Mbakwe had 21 points and 12 rebounds while outplaying Cody Zeller, who committed four turnovers and was held to 9 points. Mbakwe helped the Gophers out-rebound the Hoosiers 44-30. Victor Oladipo scored 16 points, but 14 of the 17 points by Jordan Hulls came before halftime. The Gophers are 19-9 overall. They're 7-8 in the Big Ten, while Indiana's 24-4. They're 12-3 in the conference. Eighth-ranked Florida also fell Tuesday as Jordan McRae scored 27 points, and Tennessee boosted its NCAA tournament hopes by knocking off the Gators 64-58. Elsewhere in top 25 play, Sam Decker came off the bench to match his career high of 19 points and leads 17th-ranked Wisconsin's 77-46 romp over Nebraska. And number 19 Memphis erased a 13-point deficit and then lost to Xavier 64-62. Well, the Big 12 says officiating errors were made at the end of regulation before number 6 Kansas outlasted Iowa State in overtime on Monday night. The league said Tuesday that appropriate measures will be taken against the two officials involved, including an adjustment of the number of future assignments. The Big 12 did not identify the officials or the plays in question. Elijah Johnson of Kansas drove into the lane and got tangled up with Iowa State's George Niang with less than 10 seconds left. He crashed into him. No foul was called as both players were on the floor, and Niang was then whistled for fouling Johnson because he was underneath him on the floor. Johnson sank two free throws to force overtime with 4.9 seconds left. Kansas went on to win the game in overtime 108-96. Well, Drake has suspended two reserves for breaking basketball team rules. Head coach Mark Phelps said Tuesday that senior Matt Bowie and freshman Corey Babineau are both suspended indefinitely. He didn't say what rules they violated. Bowie and Babineau won't travel with the team or participate in Wednesday's game at Indiana State in Terre Haute. Babineau has played in 18 games but has never started this season. Bowie has played in 3 games so far this year. Well, Mike Krzyzewski has repeated that he doesn't plan to return as U.S. men's basketball coach after leading the Americans to 2 Olympic gold medals. The Duke coach tells ESPN Radio that he expects USA Basketball to name a new coach this summer. Krzyzewski said during and after last summer's Olympics that he wasn't planning to return to the position that he's held with the national team since 2005. However, he still hasn't confirmed that decision with USA Basketball chairman Jerry Colangelo, who has said that they will talk after the college season has ended. Massachusetts police say a bus carrying University of Maine women's basketball players crashed Tuesday on a highway north of Boston, injuring the driver and several students. Police say the driver was seriously injured and was taken by helicopter to a hospital, while 22 students were being evaluated or treated for minor injuries. Authorities said it's believed the driver had a medical episode. The bus was going south on Interstate 95 at around 8:30 p.m. when it crossed onto the northbound side and went into a wooded area near Georgetown. Iowa basketball coach Fran McCaffrey says the NCAA tournament is the standard by which all programs measure itself. The Hawkeyes may have sealed their NIT fate with Saturday's second-half collapse in a loss at Nebraska.
I was fortunate to have played in it, coached in it. I recognize it's an incredible experience, but I have to admit I never thought I'd see the day where, you know, the first week of January they're talking about the last four in and the first four out. And, you know, it's incredible how senseless that is in January. But nonetheless, that's the world we live in, and it's an example of the pressure that everyone feels and everyone puts on themselves to be one of those teams that get in.
Well, the Hawkeyes enter the final stretch of the regular season tonight as they host Purdue.
When you're one of the teams that has an opportunity and you're in the conversation, it's great. You want to be one of the ones that gets in and not one of the ones that's left out. And you want to do the things that are necessary to make that happen. And, you know, we're a team that clearly has been very close in that respect. And, you know, so when you fall short and you lose a game you had a chance to win, then it makes you feel that much worse. But, you know, the question, I think, and the challenge before this team is, you know, where do we go from here?
Well, the Hawkeyes dropped an overtime heartbreaker at Purdue in their first meeting. You can catch that game tonight here on KJAN. Pregame coverage getting underway at 7:30. They tip it off at 7:35 tonight at Carver Hawkeye Arena. Well, not much has come easily for C. Vivian Stringer during her Hall of Fame coaching career, so it was fitting that it took her five tries to become the fourth women's basketball coach to get 900 victories. She finally reached that milestone last night with Rutgers' 68-56 win over South Florida. Stringer joins Pat Summitt, Jody Conrad, and Sylvia Hatchell in the exclusive club. Maybe a half dozen more women's coaches might gain entrance over the next few years. Only three Division I men's coaches have reached 900 victories, Mike Krzyzewski, Bob Knight, and Jim Boeheim. Stringer, who was the first coach in men's or women's basketball to take three different schools to the Final Four, including Iowa in 1993 and Rutgers in 2000 and 2007, fought back tears as her team celebrated their coach's entrance into that group last night. In the NBA last night, it was Indiana beating Golden State 108-97, Orlando topped Philadelphia 98-84, Miami outscored Sacramento in double overtime 141-129, Brooklyn beat New Orleans 101-97, Cleveland topping Chicago 101-98, it was Milwaukee over Dallas 95-90, Phoenix topping Minnesota in overtime 84-83, the LA Clippers beat Charlotte 106-84. In the National Hockey League last night, Washington shut out Carolina 3-0, Dallas in overtime 5-4 over Columbus, Winnipeg beat the New York Rangers 4-3, Boston over the New York Islanders 4-1, Buffalo topping Tampa Bay 2-1, Florida outscored Pittsburgh 6-4, Minnesota an overtime 2-1 winner over Calgary, Phoenix beat Vancouver 4-2, and San Jose a shootout winner 3-2 over Colorado. Well, the Big Ten has approved the request from Nebraska and Iowa to move their 2013 football game to the day after Thanksgiving in Lincoln. Nebraska and Iowa met on the day after Thanksgiving in both 2011 and 12, Nebraska's first 2 years in the Big Ten. The 2013 game will mark the 24th straight season Nebraska's played on the day after Thanksgiving. Approval came from the league's Conference Administrators Council. Time and television information for the November 29th game will be announced later. The original Big Ten schedule had the teams playing the Saturday after Thanksgiving. The attorney for three NASCAR fans injured last weekend during a race the day before the Daytona 500 says they are exploring a possible lawsuit, but some experts say they could face tough obstacles in winning damages. Matt Morgan said at a news conference Tuesday that any suit would focus on the safety fence used along the track at Daytona International Speedway. He said he hopes to reach a settlement with NASCAR to avoid a lawsuit. More than 30 people were injured last Saturday after an horrific wreck in the second-tier NASCAR Series race sent chunks of debris, including a heavy tire, into the stands. Two of Morgan's clients were seated directly in front of the crash and sustained injuries ranging from a fractured fibula to abdominal swelling. All have been released from the hospital. Some experts say there could be grounds for a lawsuit and that courts have looked past liability waivers written on the backs of sporting event tickets. Others maintain the ticket is a legal contract that could be hard to overcome in court. And the Drake Relays is moving under the lights. Meet officials announced Tuesday that a number of invitational races and field events will be staged on a Friday night rather than its traditional Saturday afternoon setup. Drake organizers previously announced in November that the 104th annual meet, set for April 24th through the 28th, will offer more than $500,000 in prize money in 2013 for a series of rematches from the London Olympics. Meet organizers say they'll offer a $50,000 purse for invitational races and $25,000 for field events, each the biggest such prize in the U.S. after landing a new title sponsor, supermarket chain Hy-Vee. Drake also says 22 medalists from the recent London Olympics have committed to the meet so far. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.